Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And Joseph knew her not until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. But of the one named Jesus, having been born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod, the one called King. Behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the one who has been given by birth to be king of the Jews? For we saw the star of his in the east, and we came to worship him." Where is he, the one given by birth to be king of the Jews? The implication of the Magi from the east and St. Matthew the evangelist is this: Herod is not the real king. He didn't get the job by birthright. He's a local Roman crony who won the job by hook and crook with first century murder and intrigue that would keep Fox News, CNN, real and fake news media alike all a-Twitter more than one could imagine if such things happened today. Where is he, born to be king of the Jews? You're not the true king, Herod. The Magi had a little gumption. You have no star that arose in the east. God's word, which we have probably had since the prophet Daniel in the east, speaks of no star for you. We've not come to worship you. Where is the one who has been given by birth to be king of the Jews? Where is he? All mankind needs him, needs divine help from above. Many know they need help. They need to be enlightened from the darkness of this world, cleansed from the filth of this world, and yet they look in all the wrong places. Many look inside of themselves and to their own reason and strength for light and truth and help. Many look to their material wealth for their comfort. Many look in vain to so many false gods of all names and vain imaginations. Many of our fellow Christians are even reimagining the God of the Bible to be accepting of sin and false teaching and every sort of error, as if God is just a great doting grandpa in the sky who will forgive it all, even if we're not sorry we've broken his word. Many look in vain to find such a God, such a king, described in the Bible. Where is he, born king of the Jews? We live in a dark and foggy world, marred by sin and shame and abuse and hardship and disaster, hatred and murder and the wicked things we entangle ourselves in and become entangled by, so much of which we simply cannot understand why they happen, and yet they hurt so dearly. For after all, the darkness and the lack of clarity that we wrestle with is finally not flesh and blood that we're wrestling, but it is the rulers, the authorities, and the cosmic powers over the present dark age. We are up against the spiritual forces of evil in the powerful realms that we cannot see and feel. Where is he? Where is the heavenly come down to earth King of Kings, announced by angels and a star, who makes earthly princes and cities tremble and fall away? Where is he whose word leads to truth and life, provides real clarity and comfort, consolation, purity, a word that never lies to us or fails us, a word better than any earthly prince can give, better than any man or woman we might choose to put our trust in? Where is he? the chief priests and scribes Herod summons, they look in the right place. They didn't understand it. They were not looking for its fulfillment, possibly didn't believe it, but they went to the word of Jesus through his holy prophets. We should go there too. Where is he born king of the Jews? In Bethlehem, David's city, just as foretold. David's God and Lord and Son, all at the same time, the good shepherd of Bethlehem, God with us on earth, come to bring peace on earth with God, goodwill to men from God. Where is he? He escaped Herod's murderous intentions. Is the son called out of Egypt, just like Israel of old, but he is the embodiment of Israel. He is Israel in one man. Where is he? He grew up in Nazareth with Mary and Joseph, observed the Passover in the temple, grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Where is he? At 30 years of age, he was anointed of the Holy Spirit and with power from on high, declared to be who he is publicly, the Father's beloved Son, submitting to John's baptism in the Jordan, becoming our sin bearer who knew no sin himself. Where is he? He came to his own, revealed himself and his kingdom by turning water into wine at Cana, healing the leprous and the paralyzed, calming the storms of the sea. Among so many miracles and so much preaching, yet his own people receive him not. They do not ultimately believe him to be their true king. They say, after all, when the brass tacks come, that they have no king but Caesar. Jesus they smite, strike, afflict, and they let Rome do the dirty deed. They despise and reject him. Where is he? There he was, on the cross, a man of sorrows, acquainted with your grief and mine. And Pilate, right when he wrote what he wrote on the cross, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. There he was, the one born of the Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit, innocent Lamb of God, bearing your sins and mine and those of the whole world on that cross, taking the wrath of God for sin that every son and daughter of Adam and Eve have all deserved, and taking it upon himself in his own body. There is the King of the Jews, born to die the sinner's death in the sinner's place, paying for you and for the Magi and for the whole world, not with gold or silver or frankincense or myrrh, but with his holy precious blood shed in his innocent suffering and death. Where is he? He was there on that cross one day, but he is not there now, and he is not in the tomb either. Behold the place where they laid him dead. His death stands good for you and for me and for the whole world, and through his death he gives you life in exchange, and he has risen and defeated your death and ascended and rules us all in power and glory as King of kings and Lord of lords, firstborn of the dead, King of us all, King of a new Israel, composed not of people by bloodline, but of people who believe his word from every corner of this earth, like the Magi and like so many others who believe him King, Lord, Savior, and faithful friend. God with us always, even to the very end of the age. Where is he, born King of the Jews? Here he is today in his one holy Christian and apostolic church, in his word preached, absolution proclaimed, to bring you clarity and light, comfort and purity, truth, real life to you who hear him and believe him. And here he is in the baptismal waters to wash you clean of sin and mark you with his name and cross and make you one with him in death to sin and a resurrection to eternal life. And here he is in the blessed Holy Supper, true body and true blood once shed, now raised, feeding you for this pilgrim struggle and making you ready for the eternal feast that he will one day fully reveal in a light that no eye on earth has seen, with a song no ear on earth has yet heard. But you will see, and you will hear, and you will taste all things good and glorious, for he is there. And he waits for us, and he is here giving to us, and you will be there too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.